Since last year, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for international seminars. They were joyous occasions as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion with the theme, Use Our Mind to Discern the Truth, with our association members in France on January 5th, 2009.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
And I said, the blind lead the blind, and then, you know, forever it's like that. And when somebody come along and say, I tell you what, I show you what you were reading there, and they would think, not possible. In my tradition, there's no such thing. The tradition has been passed on ever since. My great-great-great-grandfather, cannot be wrong. And you just came along today and you say, you can prove it? No, not possible. Yeah? It's like that. It's a sad story, huh? Sad affair. But it is true in this. When the prophet was alive, they didn't have that much big temple anyway. Most of the prophets don't ever have anything. Mostly don't have, huh? Jesus walked bare feet, Buddha begged for alms, Muhammad running away all the time, yeah? Running from persecution, all the Sikh masters, same. And any other master that I know of, even. So, just like that, huh? So, mostly in every tradition, there's not many people who understand the truth. Even though it is right, in their religious writing. Yes, it say everything in there, but they don't take time to study it. They don't take time to question it. Huh? Hey, even if they in the Bible, you have to eat vegetarian. Yeah? Don't be even among the meat eater and wine drinkers even. Not be among them even, not to talk about you yourself eat it. Nobody question that.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. teachings of the saints,
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them, Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague, Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adelila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
You know, in Italy they have that kind of pig delight mushroom, remember?
Truffle.
Truffle, yes. It's hidden underground, and the pig always dig it, yeah? And eat it. And if people even in Italy, the famous region who have truffle, they use a pig to go and sniff so that they know where the mushroom is. But these are very expensive mushrooms, and they're delicious. Look at truffle, you know, right? They are rare, that's why not every of you know. I just want you to know that it exists. It still exists, and people still use pigs, you know, to go to sniff the mushroom. And when they sniff it, they dig it with their feet. And then the people go after it and dig the mushroom out and sell it. They're very expensive. You can't find them just anywhere. Just in good class restaurant they have. And they give it just a little bit, you know. They slide it very thin, like a tissue paper thing. Yeah, not that big, huh? The mushroom is about, you know, the size of a fist. And then either black or white. There are two kinds of this mushroom. I ate them both, so I know. Delicious, delicious. And they just scrub it just a little bit, you know, very thin, or very, very fine, like powder, and they mix it with some risotto, you know. Rice, or they just put a little bit on top for decoration only. The smell is delicious, very fragrant. You would never eat anything like that. Ordinary mushroom never tastes like that. So the Buddha ate that. Of course he was offered that, you know, as delicacy. You know, Buddha had a lot of disciples when he was alive. So, of course, when they have something rare, you know, maybe from foreign or... In India, probably they have it also. They call it pig's delight or pig's feet. Because of that story, because of the pigs who be able to sniff that and dig it out for people
Yes. Sometimes the pig dig already, and then the people go get it. So they call it pig feet. Yeah, because it's under the feet of the pig, and they dig it out. So the Buddha, poor Buddha, did not taste any pork, but ate the big pig feet. Oh dear God! And Jesus had to eat fish, of all things. He had to eat the fish. And you see, Prophet Muhammad always tell people to eat vegetarian. We can find evidence everywhere in the Quran. He even told his cousin not to eat it. Ali, please don't eat that. Don't eat the animals, you know, because the animal quality will come within you. Don't eat that, don't eat that. Even that. But now, you know, people don't question that.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So, it takes a really sincere mind to question the right and the wrong. You have to be a little smart and take a little time, no matter how busy you are. You have to take time to understand the teaching of the old prophets, of the old enlightened masters. Otherwise, we just follow. We don't know anything. And at the end of our life, although we were very, very devout Christian or devout Buddhist, and we truly wanted to know Buddha nature, and we truly want to be one with God, but we wasted all our human life doing nothing, finding nothing. Yeah? And then we have to be reborn again. That's that. Because our quest is not quenched. We will have to be reborn again. That's the nature of our soul, the quest, until we find it. That's the purpose of our evolution. So if we didn't find it in this lifetime, we have to come back again. That is for sure. The soul will not rest until find the truth and be one with God or become one with Buddha nature again. That's it. Okay, I hope you're fine. Now you know, huh? Yeah, tradition. We have to respect tradition and follow, but only what is good. Yeah? What is detrimental, we have to question. Why? Okay? Good, of course, we don't question. Not good, we have to question. Sometimes bad translation, sometimes the people who don't understand, who taught us wrong also. Especially spiritual matter is not like mathematics, you know, 2 and 2 make 4. Something like that. So we have to always question. Okay? That's what we have the mind for. That's what we have the brain for, right? Okay. Okay, any question? Comment? No? That's it.
Tell me. In the church that I grew up in, there was a lot of concern about abortion.
Yes.
You know, and that touched people very deeply.
Yes.
And so sometimes I've talked to others about vegetarianism and why that's important. Yeah. And that's something, you know, that they don't seem to be able to make the connection to.
The same.
Although they're, you know, really touched about abortion. And so sometimes I wonder, you know, how I could make that connection.
Tell them the same. If you don't kill animal, why kill your own?
Yeah.
If you're a vegetarian, then you're a vegetarian, right? Killing is no good, in any case. There's no excuse for anything. If you stop eating animal because you don't want killing, just tell them the commandment, thou shalt not kill. If you go to the church, just one commandment, that's all, there's no need explaining, nothing. Right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going.
Okay.
See you all the time. Yeah? Yeah, you know, right? Okay, have a good day.
We thank you for your gentle presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. May all your noble dreams come true.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.